The definition of the Cold War, taken from the source of popular wisdom, the Wikipedia, is that it was a sustained state of political and military tension between the powers of the Western world, led by the United States, and the Soviet Union, at the head of the communist world. However, political and military tensions between the United States and the Russian Empire existed as far back as the late 19th century, when the two countries' interests clashed over the Far East. And yet no one would refer to that period as the Cold War. So what was different in the second half of the 20th century that gave rise to this hitherto unknown kind of conflict, when the adversaries have never faced each other directly and have never exchanged a round of ammunition directly? Have you ever thought of what determined this conflict? Why these two countries were the main protagonists? Was it all about Stalin's suspicious mind when he saw enemies everywhere? Or did the other countries really see the USSR as a threat? If so, why was the USSR such a threat to them? To try and understand this, let's go to the beginning of the 20th century. The Russian Empire was industrializing, and very quickly, and for that they needed money. The capital came mostly from the West. Britain, France, Belgium, some German capital, and the United States. These countries and their companies had considerable financial interest in the Russian economy. In addition, the countries of the Entente provided substantial loans to the provisional government to keep it in the war. And by October 1917, the Russian debt to the Entente countries reached $20 million. At that time, $20 million was a very substantial sum of money. We're talking about 1917 values. The Bolshevik government pulled Russia out of the First World War within hours of the October Revolution. It was decree number 2 of the Bolshevik government. This was a huge blow for the Entente powers. It totally disrupted the balance of forces. Germany did not have to worry about the Eastern Front and could transfer all the resources to the West. And in addition, within a few days, the Bolshevik government renounced the debt of the provisional government and refused to pay the $20 million. In early 1918, this renunciation of the government debt was followed by nationalization of foreign-owned companies without any compensation. And it was a powerful blow to the Western economic interest, but it was more than just an economic blow. It went against one of the core beliefs of the capitalist society, that private property is the cornerstone of law and order, and respecting it is sacrosanct. This came at the time when the liberal principles adhered to in the West reached their pinnacle and got articulated in Woodrow Wilson's policy of open-door world economy. This was a coherent worldwide system that put at the center of it freedom of flow of capital and goods, and all obstacles to this free flow of capital and goods, even those created by various governments, had to be eliminated. Woodrow Wilson advocated the primacy of civil liberties and the rights of individual. Each individual must be free to develop their talents and abilities, better themselves through hard work, and their personal enrichment will contribute to the enrichment of society. That will develop not just the US economy, but the world development. And this is the road to prosperity and technological advancement. The American example will be so compelling that these core values will spread throughout the world and will make these values universal.